We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going into the WFAN time machine. We're going to turn back the clock 22 years. Bill Belichick becomes the head coach of the New York Jets, not the New England Patriots. And we've enjoyed the last two decades of success, the same exact level of success that the Patriots have had, okay? Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, turn on the clock.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
On the fan, all pumped up for the AFC Championship game this weekend. Can and will the Jets take us to our ninth Super Bowl appearance, Evan? I am beyond ecstatic and stoked. No way the Jets don't win this game, and we go to our ninth Super Bowl, which I'm beyond excited for.
Look, man, I mean, this is what we do, okay? We got the number one run defense in the NFL. Okay, we get a pass rush whenever the hell we want.
Why are you doing like
we
a
have
Mike
the greatest Hall of Fame quarterback of all time? Hmm. Like I have just, I mean, what are we talking about? Just step on the field, we're gonna kick their asses.
Oh, this is the anti-Evan. I see what's going on here.
It's not. Patrick Mahomes. Ooh, he puts up these great regular season numbers. We don't listen. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I appreciate it. Craig appreciates it. We're not here about the regular season. The regular season's cute. That's for our giant fan friends over there, okay? For us, it's about dominating in January. So you ask me, Craig, and I appreciate you asking me, what's my confidence for Sunday? God, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's like taking
kid from a candy from a baby, man.
And I want to say this. I want to thank the New York Jets franchise for once again holding the water of every other New York team.
Yeah.
You know, it's the only team you can count on.
Yeah.
You know, Woody Johnson is the best owner not named Steinbrenner. And frankly, over the last two decades, as much as the Yankees have won a couple World Series, it's the Jets.
Craig. I don't want to sit here and argue. I'm too relaxed, too calm.
Yeah.
It's not a debate. All right. Woody's the greatest owner in the history of New York sports.
In the history of New York sports. Well, listen, if they were number seven, I couldn't argue that.
I don't know if you remember this, but I used to have a radio partner who would scream, oh, the pain, all the time, because we used to have pain. I know that was a long time ago. I get it if you forgot. Pain. Since Woody bought the team, it was like magic. It was like going on steroids. It was freaking fantastic. So don't ever insult me again by bringing up Steinbrenner as a comparison to Woody Johnson, okay? Yeah. Get lost.
And by the way, if you're a Giant fan, listen, you at some point you'll get your day, I imagine. I mean, you can't continue to lose, you know, the manner you have. Like, at some point, I'm sure you will make the playoffs. But in the meantime, I'm opening up a church. And if you'd like to join the church of Giant fans for Jetsies, by all means, come on
and
over.
Also, excuse
we'll
me.
Take you too.
Also, one thing, Loogie, do me a favor. No, that's not my favor. Here's what you're going to do. I want you to make sure no freaking Giant fan comes on this radio and ever brings up those 2 years we don't talk about, okay? Because we're a dynasty. We've won championships. I don't need to hear about the fart in the wind known as, ooh, I accidentally threw a touchdown pass to Plaxico Burress. Ooh. I don't want to hear about those losers and their two fart in the wind moments against our dynasty. So make sure you don't let any of those phonies get on our radio show. Go ahead, Craig.
If you're all pumped up for the Jets' 12th trip to the AFC Championship game, give us a call right now, 877-337-6666. Yeah, I was thinking, Evan, before I take these calls, of the seven Super Bowls we have, I was thinking, me and my kids were just talking about it, which was my favorite? And I got to be honest, when we won the first one, it was amazing because it was the first one since 69 and the only one I've enjoyed in my lifetime at the moment. But I got to say, the fourth Super Bowl, when we beat the Dallas Cowboys by 30, mm-hmm. that to me was my favorite because it was never in doubt.
Yeah.
It was never in doubt. Yeah. And people thought, oh, here come the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I went to that game. To be honest, I wasn't sure. And shame on me for not being sure. But the way we've scored those 21st quarter points and ran them out of the Superdome, that was my favorite of all of them.
Yeah, listen, man, it's a great question. When you have so much success, so many championships, it's just like, how do you pick? To me, it's probably the one we won in 2012. Because obviously, I ignore 2011 like it didn't happen, doesn't exist. And the fact that we were able to get that stench off of us.
That blue stench.
By that disgusting blue lucky. Don't look at me that way, Big Mac. That lucky stench that you losers had.
Yeah.
To just come back and destroy the Eagles of all teams, too. Mm. I loved beating the crap out of that team.
Yeah, well, we did what the Giants never did.
Never do.
You know, to beating the Eagles in a big
bunch
spot.
Bunch of losers.
Yeah, we took care of their business for them. Because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
I mean, that is the DNA of the New York Jets.
That's what we do.
All we do is win.
That's it.
It's why I always sing the song, just the same old Jets.
Same old Jets.
Same old Jets. Just showing up and winning. Going to Super Bowls.
Is a part of me.
It's almost like they should rename the Super Bowl the Jet Game. You know? that's kind of how I view it.
Hold
yeah,
on.
You all right?
Let me get that.
You okay? Well, that same old Jets got you?
I need to time out.
All right. Yeah.
Listen, man.
Oh, you're back.
Bill is just, I'd make love to him.
I did. and it was fantastic, by the way. Here's Ron in Jersey City. Ron, good afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Craig and Evan?
You pumped up for number 8?
Oh, man, I'm way pumped up. I'm going to the game, as a matter of fact.
No way!
Aren't you, Ron? Oh, yeah. Can I ask you a question, man? As a longtime Jet season ticket holder, man, are you not bored of just hosting these title games like every freaking Sunday?
No, I'm not bored. I get to rub it in on the Giants fans.
Yeah. No, I get you, man.
All of the smack that they talk
when
they beat us that one time.
What do you like better? What do you like better? Winning the, as you know, our 18th AFC East title, or the fact that we're just always better than the Giants? Which thing do you like better?
Both.
Yeah, me too.
The only thing,
there's
man,
no answer.
The only thing is, man,
I'm going to the game, and I'm wearing all my green Jet stuff and everything, and I'm going to be talking a whole lot of smack at the game.
No, Ron, I'm with you.
Good job, Ron. I appreciate it.
I tell you, man, I'm bored.
You're bored.
I want to go to Kansas City and play a playoff game on the road. Don't you think that'd be cool? Like, we never do that.
No.
All we do is host these games, man.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I want to go somewhere fun. Like, wouldn't it be fun to take the show to Kansas City, show those losers who haven't won a Super Bowl since Super Bowl IV what it's like? Wouldn't that be fun?
I'd still prefer it be right here. It's easier for me.
But we do it all the time.
Yeah,
man.
But we have to travel for the Super Bowl.
I know.
Right?
But we're going to like a nice warm weather place. I want to be like dirty. I want to go to one of those dirty cities where we can just go there and make fun of their loser fans because they don't win anything.
Well, don't forget, I mean, we do play in New Jersey.
That's true. And we have Giant fans right next to us.
Here's Brian in Plainview on the fan. Yo, B, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I guess Lukey's not doing his job because I'm actually calling to remind you that 15 years ago, we ruined your undefeated season.
Hey, get this guy off the phone.
He ruined our undefeated.
Get this guy off.
Play for a second.
Get this guy off the phone.
18-1. 18-1.
Son of a
one.
Bitch.
So let me ask you a question.
18-1.
We don't deny it.
18-1.
It is a little
get
bit of a pimple on our ass, but, you know, you have one, we have 7. Like, what are we doing?
Actually, 2. Don't forget 2011.
Now, see, get this guy off the phone.
That's funny.
You know, Loogie.
I appreciate
it. Hey, Loogie, look at me. You're fired. Get your ass out of the studio. Listen, this is our day, our weekend. January is our month, obviously. January and the first few weeks of February and then our parade. I don't want to hear about this crap. And stop looking at me that way, Big Mac. No one gives a rat's
ass. Why are you so angry?
Because you always bring this stupid thing up. It was two lucky games. Two lucky games. Your quarterback's a loser, all right? You got lucky twice. Get the hell out of here.
Catch the pick next time.
No, they were talking about renaming the parade route.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to do it or not because the new mayor and all, but there has been a talk of changing the parade route from Canyon of Heroes to Weeb Way.
And we should, man.
Which I have no problem with at all.
Well, I love Weeb. Yeah. It was before I was born. I would just call it the Bill. I think everything around this town should be called
Bill's
the Bill.
Bill's Way. That's not bad.
Listen, man, every other franchise in this city sucks. Like, thank God for the Jets. I mean, thank God we exist.
Think about how bad it would be in this town without the Jets. We wouldn't have a title for a decade.
Amazing.
And we're going for number 8.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine actually having to look back at that one stupid Yankee title and thinking that was a big deal when we've got all our championships in Green, man.
It's crazy. Like, it really there are times I go to bed at night saying, where would I be if the Jets weren't this good? Yeah. How could I even, exist?
I'd be a loud, angry, negative guy, wouldn't I?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny. I happened to bump into a couple Brooklyn Nets fans on the train the other day, and they were all talking about, ooh, this is our year. The big three gonna win a title. And I'm like, win a title? That's all we ever did.
I know, man. It's tough as a Net fan because I want to see them win.
Sure you do.
But they're not the Jets. They're not Bill. You know, like, I'd like to see KD win a title for my basketball friends, and I am a basketball fan, but sometimes I look and I say, why am I wasting my time with the Nets and the Mets when I got the Jets?
What did you think about all the Jets sitting front row at last night's Knick game? That was pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Standing ovation, people chanting, J-E-T-S. I felt like the Garden kind of became like MetLife. It was like our second home.
Listen, man, you know how pathetic the Knicks are and how much they suck. We got to help you guys out, Knick fans. We send our Jets to your building. We give it a little electricity. Maybe you'll attract a star someday. So look at the Jets doing work for everybody else in this town.
Did you like how each Jet player chugged the beer in order? Like they were the Rockettes? That was pretty dope, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It was
like
great.
Even off the field, they do everything right.
Dude.
It's unbelievable.
I can't name one negative thing about our franchise. It's such a beautiful, sexy-looking franchise.
18 division titles, 12 AFC championship games, and if we win on Sunday, our 8th Super Bowl.
Have I mentioned to you I would make love to Bill Belichick?
Did I mention to you that I did?
Yeah.
I did, didn't I?
Here's playing Mike. Giant Stadium, Bill.
I'm sorry?
Excuse I was just saying, you're still playing Giant Stadium.
You know, your fat mouth opens up every once in a while, doesn't it? Your fat, stupid mouth decides to open up every once in a while. Yeah, you got something
Jet
to say.
Fans are really obnoxious, man.
Just out of curiosity, since the new building was built and built on our success and popularity, how many home playoff games did you had there?
I don't think that's relevant.
I think the answer is one. We're about to have our 14th AFC championship game at home. You've had a single playoff game.
Yeah, but you don't know what it feels like to experience joy anymore. You're joyless. Look at you two.
Joyless? Weirdo. I'm pumped up.
You're joyless. You're not pumped up.
I'm going to bed.
It's become routine.
Bro, it's brushing your
teeth in the morning.
Bro,
who cares?
Remember a long time ago? This is a long time ago, Craig. I think you may remember this.
Yeah, back when I liked you.
Remember when the Yankees?
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Remember when the Yankees won a bunch of cute little titles in the late 90s? Remember that?
Yeah, the real dynasty
that dynasty. With that on steroids, okay? Yeah. With that times 5, your little Jeter, your little Mariano Rivera, your little 2000. With that on steroids.
You know where we are, Evan? We're what Steinbrenner wanted to be.
It's true.
That's what the New York
point.
Jets are.
It's
right
a great
now.
Point.
Yeah, what he dreamt of being.
Don't you wish Woody Johnson over your team? I'm sorry. Don't you wish Woody Johnson owned your teams?
Michael's in Stony Brook. Michael, what's going on?
Sorry. Hey, guys, happy anniversary. Today, 22 years ago today, our owners showed the strength and creativity to work things out with Belichick. I mean, we could have ended up with like a linebacker coach or something as our coach wasn't for that.
Could have happened.
And of course, this all led to pick 199, the great Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Best pick ever in the history of any sport. Think about it. 11 Super Bowl appearances, 7 rings. The New York Jets are the envy of American
sports. You know what I do
sometimes? It's almost not fair.
Yeah, sometimes I go to sleep at night, and I think about our cute little division rival up north, those Patriot losers.
Yeah.
And I think about all the loser head coaches and quarterbacks they brought in thinking they were the answer. Do you remember? This makes me laugh. Do you remember when those losers got all excited about Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez?
Yeah, it's a good thing they've got the Red Sox.
you know what also happened, gentlemen?
What's
this morning
that?
I woke up. I was 6'4 and handsome.
877-337-6666. Oh, imagine how much fun life would be, right? I'll take one more here. Here's Stan in Ringwood, New Jersey. Stan, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, man.
I just want to sit there and say, as we go for our 8th ring, and obviously there's going to be 9 and 10 as well.
Yeah.
I think you guys mentioned before calling, the Super Bowl just the Jet game. I think we should just rename it the New York Jet Invitational.
Yeah. Who would argue that?
I mean, we host the AFC title game every year. Then we take over the Super Bowl city every year.
Matter of fact, I think there should be a move made to rename the Lombardi Trophy to the Johnson.
Well, listen, man, I've said that for years now. That we've got to start realizing that NFL history really started with Woody Johnson buying the Jets.
Yeah.
Okay, everything before that is like this weird nightmare, like a weird kind of things like that don't make any sense. Do you remember? I can't even believe I'm bringing this up, but I just to pay homage to our history, there was that one year we won one game. Remember the Richie Kotite era?
Yeah.
Like, there was a time.
We've experienced bad things.
But you know what, Craig? Most people listening in their 30s and 20s, they don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking a foreign language.
There's a whole generation of Jet fans who think all we do is win.
All we do is win. Now, that's true. That's all we do. That's all we've been doing for 2 decades. But there was a time before that, a land before time, as some may say, where we were losers.
Yeah.
That's what everyone else in our division and conference are.
That's
now
why we appreciate it so much.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because if you're old enough to have experienced those days, the Boomer Esiason days, it feels like, we paid our penance.
No doubt.
Here's Gene and Massapequa on the fan. Gino, what's going on?
Hey, 22 years ago, and we've been going to Jet Fest every year, every summer. And Bill Belichick comes over and says hello to the kids. I named my second son Bill after Coach Belichick. And we never get tired of winning here with the Jets. And we've been going back for the Joe Namath days when my father took me and Joe Namath and Richard Todd wore red pennies.
Yeah.
So we just want to keep winning and keep the green machine rolling.
It's amazing.
I love it, Gino.
It's amazing. Obviously, I think as you guys know, because I talk about my two wonderful kids all the time, my kid Woody and my kid Belichick. I look at them. I look into their eyes. I say, Woody, I say, Belichick, you don't even know what this is like.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get to experience winning forever. So I just want to say to my two sons, Woody and Belichick, I love you boys.
Hey, Gene, do you have any I know it's silly to have a superstition now because we win all the time, but is there any kind of game day routine that you have that has led us to the first 7 Super Bowls?
We call it the Green Dungeon, and we just have, the whole family comes over, everybody comes over, especially my 4 brothers. They come over because we know in the 70s we never went to the playoffs with either team. The Jets didn't win, and that other team, I don't know what their name is.
Right.
They're the blue team, right? We never went to the playoffs in the 70s. So, and now my kids, they don't know what it's like not to win the Super Bowl. It's crazy.
Greg, the Green Dungeon. That's hot. Yeah, I like that. Everyone piles into the basement. It becomes the Green Dungeon. And all that room does is produce wins.
Yeah, man. You ever just wake up, look around, and say, it's just good to be alive? Just good to be a Jet fan. Like, thank God I'm a Jet fan.
Yeah, and remember,
life is good, bro.
Never gets old.
Never.
Because if you think it gets old, just call one of your buddies that's a Giants fan.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you how envious he is of all of our successes. Right?
No doubt, man.
More coming up. It's Carton and Roberts on the Time Machine, 877-337-6666. Here's the beauty of this.
What?
From the sounds of the callers, we've all dreamt about this. Because everybody's got an answer. They're all ready to go. Right? Hit it again, Big Mac.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Back, Jack, do it again. We'll turn it around. Is a new company out there called AOL. AOL offers the fastest dial-up service in America. Call them today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.